Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 10th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Incidence, risk factors, and outcomes in stressor-associated atrial fibrillation. Insights from the VITAL-AF trial. This study found that stressor-associated atrial fibrillation, defined as newly diagnosed atrial fibrillation in the presence of a reversible physiological stressor, is a common clinical entity. The VITAL-AF trial characterized this patient population, which comprised adults aged 65 years and older across primary care practices. This research highlights the widespread occurrence of this specific atrial fibrillation subtype, underscoring its clinical significance for diagnosis and management. The findings establish the importance of distinguishing stressor-associated atrial fibrillation for improved risk stratification in older adults. Article number 2. Spatial transcriptomics reveals coordinated endothelial and epithelial activator protein 1 activation in CLAD. Spatial transcriptomic analyses of human lungs with chronic lung allograft dysfunction revealed significant upregulation of activator protein 1 target genes, including JUNB and FOS. This upregulation was observed in both the epithelial and endothelial tissues of patients with chronic lung allograft dysfunction. The data demonstrated coordinated activator protein 1 activation in these cell types within affected lung allografts. This provides novel insight into the disease pathology of chronic lung allograft dysfunction. Article number 3. Economic evaluation of ex vivo lung perfusion for lung transplantation. A cost-utility analysis from a large Canadian center. Ex vivo lung perfusion enables the evaluation and rehabilitation of potentially usable donor lungs outside the body prior to transplantation. This study established a comprehensive cost-utility analysis model for integrating ex vivo lung perfusion into lung transplant programs, adopting a hospital perspective. The model utilizes individual-level simulation over a lifetime horizon for adults with end-stage lung disease awaiting transplantation. This research provides a critical tool for assessing the health economic implications of technologies that expand the donor organ pool and improve transplant outcomes. Article number 4, bone benefits after simultaneous pancreas kidney transplantation compared with the pre-transplant period. Bone health is frequently compromised in patients with type 1 diabetes and advanced diabetic kidney disease. This study characterized changes in bone mineral density and trabecular bone score before and after simultaneous pancreas kidney transplantation in 48 patients. This research addresses the critical skeletal impact of simultaneous pancreas kidney transplantation in this vulnerable patient population. It highlights the importance of understanding bone changes in the context of immunosuppressive regimens. Article number 5. Association between body mass index, plasma N-terminal pro-B type natriuretic peptide, symptoms and outcome in patients referred for investigation of suspected heart failure. Obesity is associated with lower N-terminal pro-B type natriuretic peptide concentrations, and obese patients often present with heart failure symptoms at less severe levels of left ventricular dysfunction. This study characterized the complex interrelationship among body mass index, left ventricular ejection fraction, heart failure symptoms, N-terminal pro-B type natriuretic peptide levels, and mortality. The research highlights the critical need to consider body mass index when interpreting N-terminal pro-B type natriuretic peptide levels. It identifies specific factors influencing symptom presentation and mortality risk in individuals with suspected heart failure. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.